Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah. Friday. Yep. Archive Friday. Going back a few years for this one today, if you missed it. Buzz 24/7 brought to you by the New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Something that happened to me that we talked about on the air. Interesting question. What did you find out after they died? Here's how it happened.
I posted on my page, and I wrote something. I don't know. Sometimes this is I got a weird email last night, and I put it aside. It's just a quick thing, but I posted on my Facebook page, and on my on the Buzz page. If you go to morningbuzz.com, I was asked by my mom to go through a box of my grandfather's old work stuff, which my mom, you know, he passed away 36 years ago. I think it was 36. Anyway, 83, 82. Anyway, and you know, when anybody gives you that, you're kind of like, not that I don't care. It's just that, you know, I don't know what I'm going to find in there, and it's work stuff. Is that, and if for my mom was like, you know, I'd rather have someone else make the decision of whether what stays and what goes, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I sat home last week, and I wrote about it. And I'm going through these stacks and stacks of papers. He was mayor at the time, and there's all these official things in there. And mayors around the state used to send each other telegrams and holiday greetings and stuff. It was weird. There was huge stacks of public opinion cards about building a high school. And the comments, mind you, he was mayor, right?
Yeah.
So the comments on those cards could have been written today. Same thing.
Yep.
I'd like to know whose pockets are going to be lined by the building of the school. I really don't need a new school right now. My taxes are too high. Things never change. So, those are those things in there that you expect to find. And then I come upon speeches that he gave, and there's an invite to the presidential inauguration of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And I'm like, I never knew. And so I talked about that.
Cool.
I talked about that yesterday, right? I talked about how finding out things you never knew after someone, died.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email from a dude saying, hey, man, that's nothing. My grandpa died. We were cleaning out his closet. We found he had a secret child nobody ever knew about.
Oh.
That's a little. Mm-hmm. Mine was an invite. Mine was just a typical invite. And I was thinking about this morning, and I wonder if, you know, we've talked about, like, you find out.
And things that people leave you and stuff. But I've never, like, I went through all my grandpa's stuff, but I didn't find anything strange.
Yeah, which is, I mean, great.
Yeah,
but
it's good.
But sometimes, you know, people find out things after someone passes away, like, oh, my God, this
they were
dude
a spy.
Was a.
Or they had another family.
It could be a spy. I know a woman.
Moberg.
I know a woman that was a spy. Legit. She says she wasn't. She worked for the CIA. I'm totally on board. I'm like, you're a spy. You were a spy. But another person we've talked to, they had a whole other family. And there was another person that they found out after their grandfather had passed, he was a millionaire. No idea. No idea. He had so much money that he had saved and invested, he turned out to be a millionaire. A guy who never spent money on anything. That's always a millionaire. You know, the people that don't spend any money on anything. But I was
obviously
thinking,
he wasn't divorced.
If you has anybody ever like after someone passed away, found out something and been like, oh my God,
my grandfather, the original Kelly Brown, died when I was like 6 months old.
Right.
But going through his stuff, and my dad never found out. We found out that he was previously married before he married my grandmother.
Oh yeah.
We don't know if she ever knew.
Right.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
It was never spoken of.
Yeah.
So I asked my dad. He didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever brought it up.
Back then, They kept secrets. Secrets were secrets. Mm-hmm. But not
today. He had like three or four pictures of his first wife.
Yeah.
It never...
And you found them and his wife didn't.
Right. I brought him up to my old man. And he said, I don't know. My dad had found the pictures,
right,
obviously years ago as well,
right,
but never told and never brought it up to,
right,
his mom,
yeah,
who was still alive.
Yeah.
And we just never talked about it.
Yeah. It's one of those things back then, man. Stuff just didn't get talked about. You know, things didn't get talked about. Divorce didn't happen. So anything, yep, that happened in that regards was kind of whitewashed. And I wasn't, you know, I was sitting there thinking, man, finding that your grandfather had another kid or had an entirely different family, you know, that's crazy. I found out it was an invite to a presidential thing.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
You know. I when my grandfather was alive, I wish I could have asked him the questions that I have now, then, you know.
But you were young. Would you say it was 82?
Yeah, well, I was a sophomore in college.
Yeah.
I was a sophomore in college, but I mean, I found out afterwards, long after he passed away, that he went to Atlanta to go to a funeral for Martin Luther King and all these historic things.
Wow.
And I'm like, I never knew. And that sort of...
Did he go?
He did. Okay. He went to Atlanta, yeah.
Did he go to the JFK thing?
I don't think so. He never said anything. And so I'm kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
That's an invite from the president. You know, I mean, he was the head of the state Democratic Party. New Hampshire has always played a role, mm-hmm, in politics. And so, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. And I wrote what I wrote to sort of share that experience with people. And I don't know. Guy says, man, I found out my grandfather had other kids. Have you ever found out anything? That's my question. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's too early to talk about what you found out after someone died. I'm not sure, but it's kind of fascinating. I don't know if back when I was 22, I would have given it the weight I give it today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, JFK, that's a pretty big deal.
That is a pretty big deal. No. It's not like it was, you know, Spiro Agnew or, you know, any other, I don't know. Spiro Agnew was a president, so, I don't, you know, whatever.
VP.
Yeah, but, you know, wasn't Alexander Hamilton your favorite president?
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he was great. Not
Alexander
a president.
Hamilton.
But, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, when you got to go through someone's stuff posthumously, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do it.
20 years ago, I found out I was related to General Sam Houston. He's my great fourth time grandfather.
Yeah, and you never knew.
No one in school ever believed me.
Let me see here. Is there any way I could send you? I could send. No, it's on the page. You could see a photo of the actual invite on my page at morningbuzz.com. I didn't take a. I got just the headline of it, but it's pretty. It's pretty crazy. You find out something long after they've gone. You know, it's like finding. It's like finding out that, you know, someone you were married to. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Was doing something all along. I don't know. It's a bad comparison. You know. But it was definitely interesting. And so I ended up keeping, there was a giant box of stuff, and I ended up keeping about half of it. So now I got to, you know.
Now you save it, and your son will eventually go through it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a museum in town. I'll get the other work stuff. This stuff about, like, you know, bills to the water place, city
but
stuff.
The overall message, besides the neat things you're finding, is... got to get rid of our crap and just save the important stuff. So much crap.
And that's the key, because I've been downsizing. You know, I've been trying to get rid of all the clutter and everything like that. So then I get tasked with this, and I'm like, okay, this could be potentially more clutter. The reason I'm bringing it up is because in the midst of that clutter... was
some
something
nuggets.
Really
some
cool.
Yeah, you got some good stuff
so
in there.
So you got to go through it. And it doesn't matter who it is or what
it
is.
I'm so not sentimental. I throw away everything.
No, you got to look. Well, down the road, you might.
I know, but I don't save
it.
Anything.
No, yeah. But what about, like, do you have, like, two boxes set aside that stuff, like, that is important that, okay, there's Dylan's box, there's Parker's.
Yeah, sometimes I was like, oh, yeah, it's been a month, maybe this, oh, that looks cute, I'll throw that in the box.
Yeah,
what happens usually is it just ends up sitting in that box.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
but
true.
It is cool because a couple years ago,
when
I got divorced, I brought the box in that my mom had given me. And there was a thing there that I passed it at school of my mom, I think, like, spanking me. And I wrote this thing and
yeah,
it's
some
hilarious.
Of their schoolwork, I'll save something, but I can't save everything.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Because these days, take everything home.
The phones are ringing. Let's go. 888-556-7625. See who wants to chime in. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Burley.
It's Burley, everybody. Burley's up early.
Burley!
Early, Burley! Don't be surly. What's up, buddy?
I just come to find out that my grandfather was in World War II.
Yeah.
He came down with the chicken pox or something.
Yeah.
And he couldn't go out on the boat, so he stayed behind. And then come to find out that the boat sank. So he's like, if I went out on the boat, you wouldn't be here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff like
that.
It is crazy. And you know, that generation, when they came home, they didn't talk about it. You know, I mean, look at the book Flags of Our Fathers. The son knew that his dad was at Iwo Jima, and I think he knew that he raised the flag, but he had no idea what his dad went through after all that. That's a cool story. Unfortunate. I was glad that he missed the boat, but there's a million other stories like that. That's cool. Thanks, Burley. Appreciate it. There are things like that, especially with the great, they call it the greatest generation, those who served in World War II, that, you know, they just did not talk about, you know, and they came home and they went back to work and they bottled up all that stuff. And crazy, because they, you know, they struggle with the same things, you know, the unfathomable things of war that soldiers have. Darren, let's go. Darren, what did you find out?
My wife's grandfather was in the circus.
Did he have a specific job at the circus?
I don't know.
What? How did you know he was in the circus?
Well, I know he was in the circus. He said something about that, but he never said what he did. Okay. I don't know if he was a strong man or if he was a trapeze artist.
Dude,
I don't know.
I would be dying to know.
You couldn't stop me from just keep asking questions.
He also could have been the guy with the shovel,
yep.
Right? I mean, the guy falling around the elephants.
Yep,
you just don't know. But I mean, that's
He could have been a clown.
Yep. God forbid. He was a clown. I don't even want to know about clowns. God forbid. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know. You find out these things. I'm like, if I found out that my relative was in a circus, I would research until I found out what he did.
Because you know what? That would explain why I'm a clown.
Yeah. It would explain a lot of things. What if he was a high wire guy? What if he got shot out of a cannon?
Oh,
what
could
if
you
he
imagine?
Came from a long line, or at least a short line, of people that, you know, got shot out of a cannon?
What if he was the bearded man?
Yeah, no kidding.
What if he was the bearded woman?
Bearded
lady.
Right. The bearded lady.
Exactly.
You know. Just throwing that out there. I love it. Sean, what did you find out?
Well, I found out that my grandfather on my father's side was in the Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
He won two Bronze Stars.
Oof.
And a Purple Heart.
And did you know him?
I did know him, but he hardly spoke about this
they
stuff
didn't.
At all.
Yeah, they didn't, man.
But then my grandfather on my mother's side, I found out that he was in the rocket program. And
crazy.
He never talked about that.
That's
stuff.
Crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy. Don't you wish you knew then what you know now so you could have a conversation about it and maybe just talk about it? I do.
I really wish I could because my grandparents, I love them and all the stories that they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotcha. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Aaron.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you got?
We got a grandfather that we discovered was collecting false teeth that he won in poker games.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
He wouldn't give the false teeth back.
He's
tough.
Yeah.
Apparently, if people ran out of money, he'd take their teeth.
Kelly.
What are you doing? You can't wear it.
Kelly, wait a second. If they would kill people for cheating in poker, so if you didn't have the money, I'm taking your teeth.
But what am I going to do with the damn teeth?
You just look at him saying, I won.
I don't know.
What am I going to do with my damn teeth?
I don't know. No, I think that's awesome.
It was creepy and bizarre, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Nick. Nick, what did you find out? Check this out.
My grandfather played concert violin for Mussolini and Adolf Hitler. We found an invitation that my grandfather had kept.
Yeah.
I never knew him, but my grandmother told me all about it. Because my grandmother met him.
Yeah.
She taught him how to play the piano.
That's crazy. So did he escape
Nazi Germany before the Nazis took over, or what?
Yes. Yes, that is correct.
That, you know, that's one of those things that you just go, holy crap, right? Crazy.
Oh,
it's crazy, the things you find out. Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate that, you know? Yeah, there was always a, like, a, there's a sword. Remember the sword I used to have in the office? It's like a historic sword. I don't know. It came from my grandfather's basement, and it was like a, I don't know what kind. You don't even know anything. I always grew up thinking it was used in some type of battle.
Have you thought about pawning it?
I have no idea. I don't know. I haven't. I haven't researched it.
I was going to take it down to one of the pawn shops.
When do I have the time to research that?
I don't know. You seem to have 9 hours to set aside to watch a 2 birds feed.
You don't have to go come after me. Okay, you could at least
same
be
birds,
you
know what I mean? Every day.
They're not the same birds.
Okay. Well, they're related.
Thank you, Josh. Go
ahead.
When
do I have time for that?
Shut your hole and listen to Josh.
Let's get up at 2.
I'll drive into Albany to take 2 pictures.
All right. So could you?
When do I have time for that?
There's a hot air.
I ain't got time for that.
Could you just shut up?
Those balloons are flying. I gotta go take 1 picture.
I ain't got time for that.
Listen to Josh. You're going to enjoy his story, Josh. What did you find out?
Right before my grandfather died, he wrote a book, and we found out that he was a World War II flying ace, and the book was called The Ace of the Eight, and it turned out that he was an extremely good pilot and flew in Normandy.
That's crazy.
The D-Day.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Good. I'm glad you know that, man. That's cool. Good for you. Thank you for sharing that. That stuff's cool, man. When you look back and people played a role in history, your family played a role in history, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, what have we done?
Exactly.
Damn.
I know.
It makes me pale. Yeah. We're pale in comparison.
Yep.
We pale.
And then if
you dressed up as a woman on stage, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I also I was a gay Nazi in a play.
It just makes you think, so when our great-great-grandkids are trying to research us, and then they find these audio files, they're just going to shake their heads going,
she knocked herself out with a freezer
this
door.
Is my great-great-grandmother?
This is my lineage.
This is what she did?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Grandfather told penis jokes on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, Ben, I got to go to Ben. Ben, go ahead.
Everyone's talking about how noble and great their family is, and then there's mine. My great-great-aunt was an entertainer of gentlemen at the turn of the century.
Amazing.
I love it.
Did she get in trouble?
And then just, so she probably did it in a tent.
Oh,
I don't know, but there are random pictures. She never married, but she was with, we'll say, different gentlemen. And, well, that explains how I spent my teens. And
Ben, let me just say something. Your beloved grandmother was part of the oldest profession, and that's how you have to look at it.
Yep.
She
helped the world go round.
She was just carrying on the fine tradition.
Ben,
okay? There you go.
And maybe
there's a, it's a great, great aunt. I'm sorry. And maybe there is some crazy move that gets used nowadays that maybe your great, great aunt invented. You could think of that, you know?
Flying Dutchman?
Yeah.
Then how come the wheelbarrow isn't named after my family?
Okay. There you go, buddy. Wow. Thank you very much. Scotty's great uncle invented the upper deck. The thing will be right back. There you go. All right, everybody. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7. We're on vacation next week, but we'll be back a week from Monday, and we'll be ready to go. Enjoy the week. All kinds of best of cuts, something you haven't heard before, coming up next week. Thanks for checking the Buzz 24/7 Archive Friday. Be safe, everybody.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.